Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shukha, and I welcome you to my channel. I'm really excited. This is the first video of 2022. I actually never expected when I started doing videos in 2016 that I would still be doing videos in 2022 and that people would be actually listening to them. So I'm really grateful for your support, and I hope that all of you had an amazing New Year's and a great start to 2022. Let's have a lot of hope for this year, and you know, let's have a lot of good things happening in this year. And I'm sure it's going to be filled with lots of mysteries as it always is. In this one, I actually wanted to speak to you about actually a little bit of a dire topic, maybe a little bit negative if you look at it that way. I actually look at it very positively now. I didn't back then, but now I do. And the reason that this topic of bullying came up in my head is because recently I've been reading a manga. I read a lot of manga. If anyone who's watching new doesn't know this already about me, I love Japanese anime, I love Japanese manga. It just makes me feel really grateful that there are all these beautiful artists out there that build all these comics with all of these interesting messages. And I'm reading one right now by Kim Chi. So her name is Q-U-I-M-C-H-E-E. And the comic is called I Love You, I Love Y-O-O. And in it, the main protagonist, the main heroine of the novel, of the comic, the webtoon, is bullied a lot, not only when she was in middle school but also in high school and up until now when she's 17-18 years old. And you know, at first I was reading the comic and I felt a lot of sadness for her. I felt terrible, you know, poor little girl in middle school. Can you imagine a 5, 6, 7, 8 year old, 10 year old dealing with bullying? It just feels like I don't understand the world that we live in where, you know, this kind of thing happens. So of course I felt a lot of empathy for her. But, you know, as I started thinking about it a little bit more in my journaling, I realized that the reason I feel so much empathy for her is because I actually experienced it myself. And it's kind of interesting to me, the lesson that I got from it, you know, and I've spoken about bullying in past videos before, how INFJs are sometimes more prone to it because we are a little bit off kilter, you know, we're a little bit different, and people are like, what's going on with you? Why can't you just get along with everyone? Why can't you just be the same as everyone else? And so, you know, we don't get a lot of support from not only our parents, but our relatives or our friends. And so either we conform or we are bullied. And I noticed that I did get bullied, not only even in high school or middle school, but also in university and even in my master's degree. And all those memories started flooding back into my mind. And I was just laying there, you know, kind of thinking about it and wondering, you know, how did I end up being the person I am right now? And despite all that I went through in my youth, and actually, you know, looking back at it, I felt so much gratitude for that little being that I was, who was so brave, so courageous, so strong, who had a little bit of support system around her in the form of her family. But a lot of times she had to deal with a lot of things on her own. And even though she didn't do the best job every single time, I'm sure I made lots of mistakes. I can remember a few of them. she did do her best in dealing with this particular thing of bullying, and I really felt a lot of pride and gratitude for who I was and who I am right now. And you know how they say you can't, you know, you won't be the person you are right now if you hadn't gone through all of those different things that you went through in the past. So all of those things that happened in the past are what make up this person here, this me, right? This boom that I am, this Shikha that I am. She is made up of all of those experiences, all of those life, good and bad experiences, tragedies and comedies, right? So all of it makes up me. And all of me right now is going to make up that person in the future who's going to be in, you know, 80, 90, whatever years old later. And so I really felt, as I said, I felt a lot of gratitude. But the reason I wanted to do this video is not because I wanted to blow my horn, which I do. But I also wanted to say that I feel like this is one of the most powerful qualities that not only human beings in general have, which of course they do, but I really think that INFJs particularly have this really powerful quality to them that is the power of resilience. Resilience. Literally that word stood out very clearly in my head when I was sitting there and I was journaling. It was like blinking in neon red lights. You know, it was like resilience. And I really think that that is one of our superpowers. Yes, of course, intuition, as I've said, is our superpower. Empathy is definitely our superpower. But I think all of that comes from the fact that we go through all of these life experiences, and a lot of us, if you look at the comments in all of my videos, you'll see INFJs actually, some of them have been through a lot of really crazy experiences, and you look at them, you think to yourself, really, this person's actually gone through all of this? That's madness. And so, you know, not only childhood stuff, but obviously in our adulthood as well, and a lot of you are in your 60s and 70s, and I know that you have had very colorful lives. You've led really, really powerful, beautiful, intricate lives. And all of that, of course, made who you are right now. But I really think that that is why and how INFJs are created to be such empathic beings. It's because we go through all of this that we can be empathic to other people, you know. It's not because we just randomly have empathy in us. Yes, maybe some do. But a lot of it, I think, has to do with the fact that we go through all of these weird experiences that just kind of maybe make us not so happy at certain times. Maybe they give us a little bit of sadness or depression at other times. Maybe they give us all of these different disorders, mental and physical, whatever it might be. You know, it creates us as a three-dimensional, four-dimensional being. And all of that kind of gives us that source of empathy because we can look at other people and say, okay, you've been through this, I've been through this as well. That's why I feel empathy for you. We don't look at people with pity. We don't look at them and say, oh, poor you, you know, terrible things have happened to you. We look at them and say, oh, yes, I've been there. You know, you'll get through it too, and I'm here for you. And that kind of empathy is really why I think INFJs are so powerful. And I really think it comes from that resilience of ours, that we go through all those freaking experiences, and in the experience itself, we're thinking, oh my God, I'm never going to get out of this. How am I even going to get through this? Of course, we go through those, you know, dire moments of pits of despair where we're like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can get through this. And we go through moments where we even consider committing suicide or, you know, just ending it all. All of that happens, of course. But then, you know, usually a lot of cases, and I've known from all the comments you've left behind, that yes, you went through all of these really, really difficult times. And then they're in your past and they make up who you are. But then you're still here. You're here watching me, you're watching this video, or you're listening to it on a podcast, and you're here built up of all of those experiences that you've had, making you even more powerful and more resilient than you ever could have been without them. Now, I'm not saying that this means that, oh, all of us should go out and start collecting all these experiences. Of course not. Maybe the universe thinks that we're strong enough to deal with all of these experiences. That's why it gives it to us, right? I mean, of course, I always believe everything happens for a reason, a very, very good reason. And so I'm not saying that we should go out and make things up, make experiences up, make our life harder than it needs to be. Absolutely not. I think it's hard enough as it is. But I do know that the more we go through all of these experiences, the more we come out on the other side, more and more powerful and more resilient. And more of that whole complete being that is able to look at people with a deep sense of empathy and is able to look at everything in a more complete fashion, is able to put perspective on things rather than just playing the victim role. And that's really, I think, the reason why I believe that I'm really grateful to be an INFJ, to be the person I am, of course, not just the INFJ bit of me, but just the whole essence of me. I really do think it's because of all the experiences I went through. And I'm not going to share, of course, in detail what happened to me. And I'm sure all of you have gone through much worse experiences. Some of you have gone through much better experiences. You know, this is not a competition. But I'm just saying that some of the times when I did look back at all those experiences that I went through, I really felt extreme pride and extreme bafflement at times, thinking, how did I get through that? Why did I not just break down into a ball of tears and just give it all up and just quit? You know, I could have quit university. I could have quit high school. I could have moved to a different school. I could have, you know, pretended like that I didn't want to be part of that group. But no matter what, I still tried. Every single time I tried to be part of that group, I went and talked to those women and people. I would, you know, try to inculcate myself with them. I would have conversations with them. I'd be friendly with them no matter what they did. I never stooped down to their level. And, you know, all of that, of course, kind of moves me a little bit further ahead in the spectrum and makes me feel like when I look back upon myself and I think, whoa, that's awesome, you know. I totally understand why I'm standing here right now in front of you being the person I am. It really does. It really does put things into perspective. And I really do believe that hindsight is a very powerful tool. That's one of the reasons why I recommend to you all the time to look back and journal and write down everything and then talk about it with yourself or do voice notes to yourself, voice journaling, whatever it might be. Write all this stuff down so you can get perspective on it in a clearer fashion rather than just leaving it all in your head and letting it just go all upside turvy, topside turvy, or tumble upside down, whatever it is. However you say it. So I hope this kind of makes sense to you. I know this probably isn't something that you want to start off the new year with, but I truly look at every experience that I've had as a very positive one, because even though in the midst of it was negative, it always had positive results. It always had positive repercussions on me and my personality and my characteristics. Almost always it made me stronger. Almost always it made me brighter. Almost always it made me a more empathic person that was able to look at the world in a more balanced and whole fashion rather than just being a black and white thinker or being a person where I can't put myself in other people's shoes, right? And so I wanted to share this with you. I hope that this is okay with you and I hope that it's not a trigger for you. If it is, I will leave a trigger warning in the title. So if it is, don't watch it, obviously. Maybe this warning is too late. But hopefully, if you don't like this topic, you won't watch it at all. But if you did, please let me know what you think about it. You know, what you think about your superpower, one of your superpowers being resiliency. I really, truly believe that is the case for us. And that's where our hopefulness comes from as well. And I've done videos on our uncharacteristic optimism and hopefulness that makes up INFJs. And I really think that it comes from this resilience of ours. It's this thing where we just bounce back, we bounce back, we bounce back over and over and again, bounce, 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 over and over again, right? So yeah, let me know what you think. Again, I'm really grateful for your support and I hope to see you in more and more videos in 2022 and beyond. And have an amazing day. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.